This week's programme focus has been on our MSc in Construction Management. Its programme leader, Dr. Afolabi Dania, joins me now. How are you, Afolabi?
Hi, Andrew. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Good to chat to you again, and nicer weather this time as well. So that's always good. So when we were discussing what topics for discussion we could go through, you pinpointed construction technology. So for starters, I mean, construction is a constantly evolving industry, particularly in the context of the technological advancements being made. So what would you say are the main construction technologies to look out for as an aspiring construction manager?
Thank you, Andrew. It's interesting that you asked this question. Construction has long suffered from a reputation of being slow to adopt innovation, traditionally relying on old, tested and tried methods which did not always deliver the best value for the client. However, in the last decade, we've seen some interesting technological advancements making its way into construction. Most of these revolve around digital technologies that promote integration, connectivity, and efficiency. There are many of these technologies, including building information modeling, BIM, industrial building systems, or modern methods of construction or offsite construction, depending on the nomenclature you adopt, 3D printing, the Internet of Things, digital twins, immersive technologies, and blockchain. Industry experts are exploring ways in which these technologies, which are at different levels of maturity, can disrupt the construction industry.
Okay, and you know, you've listed quite a long list of construction technologies there. Quite a lot of them, I think, to people who don't know anything about construction, maybe wouldn't have heard of before. So how do these technologies aid the construction process?
Sure, I'm happy to briefly share my thoughts on how a few of these technologies are shaping the industry that a construction manager should be aware of. Building information modeling, or BIM as it's popularly referred to, is an enhancement of computer-aided design where, depending on the maturity levels adopted, this could incorporate intelligent 3D modules that enables efficient document management, coordination, and simulation in a collaborative environment during the lifestyle of a project. That is, during the planning, the design, construction, operation, and maintenance of the project. Using BIM facilitates visualization of the project, efficient design documentation, collaboration, and real-time access to information between all stakeholders. It is at the forefront of a smarter and a more efficient way of working in the construction industry of the future. The other one I'd like to talk about is modern methods of construction. While this is not exactly modern as the term implies, the construction industry is striving to adopt more efficient ways of offsite construction as against the traditional in-situ construction technologies, which have benefits of faster construction times, efficient resource utilization, lower waste generation, and better sustainable construction. This could comprise of panelized or volumetric units manufactured under factory conditions and assembled on site. We also have immersive technologies such as virtual and augmented reality, which helps to bridge the gap between the digital and the cognitive aspects specifically of construction design. Immersive technologies have immense potentials to situate a client in an almost real-life impression of the design, making it easier for them to understand if that design matches their expectations. It is also useful in emergency response training by simulating events similar to their training needs. So, for example, health and safety. Other notable mentions of technology would be wearable technologies that can enhance health and safety on site and the use of drones for faster and efficient site surveys.
Right, thank you for taking me through a few of those technologies. It's always one of those things where you do get some people who don't particularly like technology. But that all sounds like it's useful for what you've described there. So in your own opinion, do you think that the technology is broadly a good thing, or are there cases where it's reinventing the wheel?
Sure. From my perspective, I definitely do think technology is a good thing. However, I understand that they're also skeptics, and sometimes for good reason also. For example, in the past where MMC systems have been used in construction, they haven't always resulted in better quality or cheaper buildings as, you know, the technologies promise. Generally, technologies are expensive to incorporate, so when you factor in the fact that we have lots of SMEs in construction, there's a risk of shutting out over 90% of the industry. However, with our ever-changing building and infrastructure needs, it is difficult to see how innovative technologies can be avoided. When technologies are initially adopted, there might be teething problems, as you might well know. However, with greater uptake by the industry, significant efficiencies can be achieved, making it difficult to go back to old ways.
So there we go. Technology is a good thing, according to Afolabi. And then taking it back to the programme which you lead on. I mean, like all our MSc programmes, it's a conversion programme. So who do you think it's suitable for?
Oh, yeah. I think the MSc Construction Management is being a conversion master's, which means that it is equally open to career changers who do not have any prior cognitive qualifications in a construction-related discipline. I think it appeals quite nicely to them. So, for example, on this program, we've had applicants from different backgrounds, ranging from criminology to sports science, who have come onto this program with a strong passion for construction and have performed commendably well. Also, we've had applicants who have construction backgrounds, they've been in the industry for a while or with cognitive qualifications, who are looking to upskill and study at level 7, which is at the master's degree level. They have equally found the program interesting and very useful for their career progression.
And what would you say are the benefits of studying on your program?
There are lots of benefits of studying this particular program. For starters, you will be studying a widely recognized, accredited, and industry-relevant qualification that can start a career in construction for yourself if you're new, or to progress your career if you're already practicing within the industry. The program also grants you a lot of flexibility on how you study, and also gives you the convenience of earning while you learn. Upon completion of this program, you can also seek professional memberships of any of our accrediting bodies, which are the Chartered Institute of Building, the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, or the Chartered Association of Building Engineers.
All right, thank you for that. And I'm going to be cheeky as well, because we've been talking about construction technology, then we moved on to the program, and ask you another question, which we hadn't previously discussed, and that's just what do you do with the construction technology on the program? Is there a particular module for that, or is it weaved in throughout?
Yeah, so it depends. So we have a specific module, which is a sustainable and innovative construction, and in that module, as the name implies, you know, we look at quite a few innovative ideas that creep into construction. So we cover lots of these technologies, just so you develop an understanding of what is innovative and how this can benefit a project. But for some other themes, such as sustainability, we have that embedded in most of the modules that you'll be studying while on the program. So it's kind of a healthy blend between, you know, a module giving you very specific knowledge and then some other concepts which are kind of dispersed throughout the program.
Great stuff. So, thank you for your time, Afolabi. Really interesting to get your thoughts on what the main technologies are within construction, how they aid the construction process. And also, you know, we delved a little bit into how whether you feel it's good or bad, particularly, which you think in general it's a good thing. And then a little bit about your programme as well. So I think that's a really good overview of the programme, and also a topic which is of particular interest to yourself, which is the technology side of things. Thanks for listening.